Absolutely. Some songs need to find the right partner to sing them, and it's just crazy that the lyrics are so apt for me right now. I related to them, as I say, as soon as I heard them. I said, this has to be my song.
And then what you've done with the video is, it's not even, it's like a mini movie.
It is like a mini movie. It's directed by Dawn Shadforth, who I've done 5 videos with her, most notably Spinning Around and Can't Get You Out of My Head. So this girl knows what she's doing and we work really well together. But we wanted to do something that was unlike any of those videos. We were really lucky to have Clément Siboney, the French actor, join us. He cut his holidays short over Christmas, New Year to come to London and play with us.
Yeah.
Which it is. It's just so romantic.
And also, I mean, of course you get to think about who you might like in your videos. And I love your style with this one, Clément Siboney.
Thanks.
He's gorgeous.
He's gorgeous and he's a really nice guy. We got on, well, you can see we got on great. I met him when I was in Paris. And weirdly enough, we had quite, well, not a night like in the video, not to that degree, but we had a fun night out in Paris. I got on his scooter and we went for dinner and then met a bunch of his friends. So it was good to have a kind of connection before we shot the video.
It felt like it was something out of a film.
Yeah.
And I love your connection with France. And there's something about you that is French. It's almost like, there, you know, if you
it's
were in another,
in
another life.
Maybe. I don't know. Can we say Minog? Maybe it is some French from way back. I fell in love the first time I went to Paris, and over the years, having lived there on and off, still not speaking French fluently, I hate to confess, but it's hard to put your finger on what it is, but any chance I can to go there, I leap at it.
Je ne sais quoi. Got that. So I was so excited when I heard you'd signed to Roc Nation. I didn't expect it, but when I heard, I was like, well, that's interesting. That's cool.
Yeah, very interesting. I signed with their management. I had an epiphany in 2012 that I just felt like a change. Nothing was wrong necessarily. Actually, no, nothing was wrong. I just thought I'd spent all of 2012 working on K25, which was our celebration of my 25 years in the business. And I think towards the end of that, I just felt like I don't want to just keep going around in circles. And it's kind of exhausting looking backwards and reflecting and reminding yourself how long you've been doing this and how young you once were when you started. So I just felt like I need a new landscape. And that's how I hooked up with Roc Nation. And yeah, it's been an interesting ride so far. Lots of excitement, lots of new energy, which I think has energized me. I always add it hasn't been a totally smooth transition, because you don't go from doing something one way for 25 years and then change it up and it's just smooth sailing. So a lot of adjustment, but a lot of excitement. And that's why something like Into the Blue very much expresses where I am at the moment. It's looking at where you've been, acknowledging what you did well, maybe what you did not so well, and going with all you have into the future.